over and over. Don't go nowhere, right there as I whisper in here. I told you how I like it, baby.
What you're about to experience may get offensive, sexual, and orgasmic.
Relax.
You'll like it when Sapphire's through with you.
Pour the wine and press play for Sapphire's Zero Play.
All right. It's that time. It is that time to make it nice and sexy. Wait, are we live?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear myself again. I'm going deafness. Going with the deaf. All right, everybody. What is up on my sexy motherfuckers out there in Radio Land? This is your girl, Miss Sapphire. It's Monday. Ladies night. Yes, it's Monday. Miss Naomi, if you need to, like, you know, do an exit right now, please. Sashay away. Please.
Oh, I got a little time.
Oh, you got a little time?
I got a little time.
Well, you could do a twirl.
I got a little time.
There's just too much booty in the studio today.
I got a little time.
I mean, if I had known, I would have stuffed my booty, too.
Did you say it?
Oh, yes, I did. I went there. Okay,
first of all, this weekend, girl.
I know. You know what? We're going to get into that. First of all, I'm trying so hard not to look at what's in front of me at the table.
You can't look at me?
It's okay. It's
all right.
No, it's not you. It's not you. It's Miss Frenchie, though. Miss Frenchie got like this little seductive look to her. Hello, Frenchie.
Oh, is that right?
Yes.
Okay.
She's a little cutie patootie.
Oh, well, thank you.
Oh, my goodness. You are so very welcome.
Thank you.
You are, and you had to sit directly across from me. That's not funny. That is just not funny. But everybody, what is up, earbuds? I gotta say, we got so much shit to talk about. First of all, your girl got way too turnt this weekend. My ass has been officially kicked.
Yes.
There's no way in hell that I should be having a two-day hangover and then, thus again, drinking. But you know what they say? It's all about the hair of the dog.
Can't fuck with the dog, pal.
Wait. To shut the fuck up. Because, first of all, I hung, okay, with your little 15 minutes. Sapphire, you going to take a shot every 15 minutes? Yeah. your girl did not pass out.
Yes, she did. She hung. I got to get her. And she mixed it up because y'all two was on something.
Yes, I did.
What we had the chocolate teenies.
What you do the next day?
What do you mean what I do the next day?
I worked.
Oh, wait. You want to know what I did the next day? Technically, the next morning, because a bitch didn't go to sleep. Okay? This is what happened. And this is why we're going to be talking about what I've been tweeting out, you know, leaving, during, or after, without saying nothing, after a wham, bam, thank you, ma'am. So we're going to talk about sexits, and then we're also going to be talking about sexits. That's what I like to call it, or no. I took it from another show, one of my favorite shows of all time. But also, just horrific things that happen in sex. You know, you've ever had that moment during sex, and ladies, feel free to chime in. Because our chocolate dolls, we got Frenchie, and we got Miss Gabby doll, we got Candy doll sitting on nice and sexy on that couch. Girl, you could scoot over. I would like to see your body, too.
Oh, Lord.
I mean, I would like to see your face. That's what I mean. I'm sorry. Apparently, I'm supposed to behave myself with the chocolate dolls. Yeah, oh shit is right.
No.
That I need to behave.
Wait, you know what?
I'm playing.
Get out of my goddamn business.
I'm just saying, you're the one that's saying oh shit during my show, not me. I'm not saying it. But anyways, everybody, holiday. How was y'all's Halloween? Did you guys have a good one?
Yeah, we had a good one.
You had a good one? You got a little turn? Besides Saturday night?
Well, yeah.
We're going to talk about you. But y'all, you too.
Yeah, I have fun.
What did you do on Friday?
On Friday, I went to a Halloween party in Palmdale. And you know...
what were you dressed as?
As a cop.
What kind of cop?
I was a detective. I had my little red suit on. Like, yeah.
What detective wears stilettos and cleavage?
Gabby doll.
Gabby doll. Okay. Frenchie doll.
I had to do it sexy, you know?
Sexy cop.
Yes.
Sexy cop. I'll drink to that. Miss Frenchie doll, what'd you dress as?
Oh, yeah. I was Ghostbusters.
Wait, what kind of Ghostbusters?
Sexy as hell.
So, she was called Bustier.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. It was wonderful. It just worked, though.
Yeah. You just worked?
Oh, yes. That's all I do.
No, I did. That's... Get how you live.
I don't do nothing.
Get it how you live.
Yes.
Okay, so did any of y'all do any holiday hookups? You know, Halloween is the time when shit goes down.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, people always have that fantasy like, oh, you know, it's all good. You know, it's Halloween, baby. I can let your fantasies come true. Like, I've always wanted to fuck a sexy cop. I always wanted to fuck a Ghostbuster. Well, shit. We can make this happen. I'm in a... Yo Gabba Gabba suit. We can make this happen. Did anybody have some sex over the weekend?
No.
Openly.
I didn't. I was just
You know you did. Wait. But you know if you did.
Yeah, I personally, no, I didn't. Mm-hmm. You know, I just partied, you know.
You just partied?
Yeah, danced all night. So.
Did you hook up a little bit? Like, you know, you just...
No, it was a couple of people trying to talk to me, but, you know, I was just enjoying my time. You know, it's my birthday weekend. I was just turning up with my
girl.
Right? So
and it is her birthday today, everybody. Yeah, so if you want to call in. Just saying, 661-312-8580. I should have brought a male stripper for your ass. We should have made that shit rain. What?
I ain't got no dollars for them.
That's okay. That's okay. You know, strippers like Starburst, apparently. They can take tips and Starburst.
Okay, well, I'll go to the vending machine right now.
There we go. We can make this happen. And what, yes. What about you, Miss Frenchie doll? You said you were working, but I know somebody had to, like, come up and holler at you. Like,
no, I got, like, 6 free meals. I'll tell you that.
Wait.
I came to my desk. I had, like, 6 different... And I won costume award. Okay.
Now I got to see a picture of this costume. If you're winning a costume award, give 6 free meals. What the fuck?
Yeah, for real.
What the? Okay, so what do you? I mean, if you don't want to say what you do for a living, I mean, that's.
I work at a barbershop.
Oh. Hello. And oh my god. Okay, definitely. So you work at a barbershop.
Yes.
Okay, so no wonder you got the 6 free meals. Because, you know, men, they be just like, oh, shoot, the first girl I see, I got my lines trimmed up and everything. I'm going to look good. Yeah, we got this.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was nice. It was cute. Nice. I just came to my desk, though, and there was like...
That is so sweet. Men! Do they leave you, like, little love notes, too?
No, just little awards.
That's it.
I got a little thing, like the little, say, best costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, like honor roll student thing. You know what I mean?
Oh, so the little medal. Cute. Okay, that's sweet. That's sweet.
I felt appreciated. I liked it.
Okay. Any dates after, you know, the Halloween isms, anything like that?
Oh, no.
No, you just went to sleep. That's it.
Yeah.
Damn. Well, somebody done fucked up.
Because if it was me. Candy when I shouldn't have, but I did.
Hey, well, I know the candy been treating all the candy dolls appreciative in the own right way. Now, you guys are starting in your new show this week.
Yes.
Lipstick. Yes.
It's called Check Your Lipstick.
Check Your Lipstick. And actually, we're going to have Cinnamon Ness, who is unfortunately not in studio with us, but she is your co-host.
Yes, she's okay. Our fashion maven. Now, she brings us the hottest fashion.
Now, I'm excited. Now, how is this going to be brought about? I hear that there's going to be like a Skype way involved. Yes. And stuff like that.
Yeah, she's going to be broadcasting live from like anywhere that she's at. So like, okay, she's going to be cool. Broadcasting from the mall and anywhere from New York, Chicago. So she knows her shit.
Perfect.
Yes.
Okay, so give us a taste of what we're going to be getting this Wednesday with Check Your Lipstick.
Okay, on this Wednesday, you'll be getting myself and Cinnamon S, the fashion maven. Mm-hmm. I'm bringing you the hottest gossip, and she bringing you the hottest fashion. And then, you know, we got our Check Your Lipstick moments, and, you know, it's going to be a hot show, you know.
What's a Check Your Lipstick moment?
A Check Your Lipstick moment is when, you know, you see something that you don't like that you think is wrong. Like, mm-hmm. Say, you know, a girl, you know, have a weave in and her track is showing. So, you know, you got to check her, and she thinks she walked in. She thinks she fine. Like, she just all that. You got to check her. Like, look. You need to check your lipstick on that. Like,
I better not be on that list.
Yeah, don't have your weave, your track all out, all that. Don't have all that. Like,
now, are you going to show pictures of these people?
No.
I think you should.
We're trying to come up with a part where we can get names for them.
Ooh. You know? That's even better. You can. I got a couple of names that you can check off my list.
Yeah.
Check your lipstick, including Del Taco Ho. Del Taco Ho. That hoe got checked this weekend.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that. She got hit checked by everybody in the cabin on Friday.
Oh.
Everybody, including me. I almost bust a bottle over her head.
Oh, Lord.
I wanted to, but I was like,
At Del Taco?
No.
So this is why, Frenchie, this is why I call this chick Del Taco Ho. So she used to fuck around with my roommate, or housemate, not roommate, because we don't say share a bed or anything like that. And, every time that they were to engage in sexual relations, she would, you know, say like, hey, how you doing? And then be like, Del Taco? Question mark. She's like, yeah, I'll bring it to you. What do you want?
Oh, hell. Oh. You don't knock it off.
Hey, you know what?
It's Brandy.
Yes.
And
yes.
Then she got the name of Del Taco.
Yes.
Okay. But she doesn't know it. It's not like I'm going around saying, what up, Del Taco Ho? You back here again
she
doing the walk of shame?
No, that'd be horrible.
Oh, I would love to. Trust me.
You really? It's really? It must be that good that you just taking tacos
from
Del Taco.
Mm, I don't know.
Do you go to Taco Tuesdays?
For real? Is it?
We'll fuck up some tacos. It's like every day, every fucking day.
Oh, okay.
It's like every fucking day. And if it wasn't Del Taco, but she'd be thirsty too. She would have her moment.
Yeah, but you gotta know your worth. Like, you worth a dollar.
But apparently, I'm not worth shit because she would always call me out of my sexy pace. I'm like, honey, I own my shit. Yes, I sleep around and I talk about it on air. You be hoeing out your shit for tacos. Okay. Hoeing yourself out for some beer.
Some French fries.
Yes. Like, please, honey boo boo, no. That's not how we do business. Okay? Own the wholeness. Own it. Own
it. That's thoughtism right there.
Hey. Thoughtism is real.
Yeah.
The struggle is real out there.
Check your lipstick moment.
Yes, see? Thank you.
Del Taco Ho.
Yeah.
Del Taco Ho.
All right.
So there you go. Your first check your lipstick.
There it
moment.
Is.
Right there. Your first check your lipstick. Okay, so about you, Frenchie. Yeah. I mean, we've heard what Miss Gabby is going to bring. We heard what the Cinnamon S is going to bring. What are you going to personally bring to check your lipstick?
Well, I'm my thing is pop culture. I'm bringing you the hottest gossip. She's doing that.
Yes. It's okay.
We don't know. I'm gonna get in gossip. On the gossip.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
But no, I'm gonna bring you the hottest albums, mm-hmm. songs, stuff like that. I'm gonna bring you what's movies out since everybody need to see.
Nice.
That's what I'm gonna do. So.
And people, I don't know about you, but I'm falling in love with the accent. I'm like, Hello. I think I may have asked you when I was drunk on Saturday, where are you from? Because that accent is just so sexy.
Well, it's a little mixed because my family from Chicago and Louisiana. So oh. It's like, really kind of.
Now, are you like kind of Creole?
No, I'm like French.
Oh.
French. Hey. Frenchy. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm French and Native American, half and half, 100%.
We got the swirl in the building.
Yeah. Wow.
Go ahead, Mike.
Wow.
Oh, well, Dog Pound ain't going to say nothing.
The Dog Pound is over here working tonight.
Oh, wow.
I'm let you handle it. I'm let you handle it.
I'm actually shocked tonight.
I'm sure you can handle it.
Oh, I'm going to handle.
You know.
No, I mean, even though I am probably out of $100. But, you know, technically, I should be giving y'all just 50 because I got to tap the ass and I got to tap the titty. Remember that?
No, you grabbed it. You didn't tap it.
That's what I mean.
That was sexual assault.
That was sexual assault.
The titty.
Not sexual
and then assault. After, almost got bitch slapped. Afterwards.
No, ooh. No. She got it.
What is going on?
Okay, so you know homegirl Gazelle.
God damn it, we're talking about titties.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And you know how pretty she is.
Yes, I
so I call her my radio wifey, and we may have made a bet on air.
We did make a bet on air
that I said I would get into Gazelle's pants by the end of the year. Well, I was trying to up it and try to, like, get into the pants this weekend. So I was like, okay, we got shots. We got chocolate teenies.
Yeah, things have been working for you.
Yeah, literally things. I was hoping things were working for me, but apparently not so.
She said she almost got slapped.
Yeah, yeah she did. She got a little
She had to do a thought process.
Yeah.
She's like, bitch, I had a slap. I was like, no! I'm too pretty to be slapped.
Wow.
But you know, it happens. It does happen.
It happens.
Yeah,
you know?
But she was teasing her a little bit. She was like putting her boobs on.
Yeah, she really was.
On top of her
she was
kind of
asking for my Tourette's of the hands to just land on it. I can't help it. You know, sometimes you can't help yourself. You get surrounded by beautiful people and things happen. Things slip. Don't act like y'all are innocent on this. You mean tell me you have never been so turnt in your life or like just so ballsy or boldy and you saw a man or you saw a nice woman and you just kind of grazed the pants, grazed the shirt, and said, oops, I'm sorry, my bad. Or just kind of fall in it.
I never fall in it.
I never fell.
Yeah, I ain't falling nothing.
Okay, tripped in it.
Tripped in it.
Oops.
Jumped in it. I love how these girls are so proud of that.
Maybe just like touched a little bit.
Touched a little bit?
Like just rub cross. Like, you know how you just walk in and like you just rub cross.
What did you rub cross?
Like when I be hooked up, like they just be trying to, they be like, ooh, and they just like rub across my booty. And like.
Well, you do have a fat ass.
But yeah, so
I'll have nice booties.
So I'll just do it to them. Like if I like their muscles or something, like I just go, nice.
You do the washboard?
Yeah, I just wash.
Raise the arms.
The chin.
The chin.
Yeah, like you know when you walk past and you kind of just.
I mean, most men are taller than me. I'm looking at you like this. So if I was to graze your chin, it would.
Yeah.
Well, that's true. See, even with the heels, I feel like I'm still short. I mean, I'm not wearing heels today. I should have because, not today. But I have to say, everybody, we are live right now. Sapphire's Earplay. We are live in full effect. 661-312-8580. We're just doing a whole weekend recap. We're getting to know the Chocolate Dolls, of course. But we're going to take a first break. And it's one of my favorite songs by La 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 Friday. Sex in the Club. If we all have sex in the club?
Nah.
Nothing in the club?
Nah.
Damn! I'm trying to corrupt you people! Alright, well, we'll be right back. We're going to have some fun. We are going to get into why a sexit is just not sexy at all. And more horrific things than sex. Coming right back at you. Sapphire's Airplay. Sex in the Club by La La Friday.
Ready for operation. Assertions. They call me Lala, let me be your desire. Take you to another place and set your soul on fire. Morning, noon, and night, gotta lick this pussy, nana. I wanna show you how it's done, I wanna be your rider.
talking cock no matter what it costs. I wonder what's up in them drawers. I wonder what's up in them drawers. I tell you why I'm erotic. I like the freaky stuff. I could be your fantasy in the bedroom, and I like it good. The club is so erotic. Popping bottles, we turn good. Taking pics on our phone, Instagram, cause we fucked up. Sex in the club.
I love sex in clubs. It's been a while since I got laid in the club. See how I
in
like
a club
to talk
sapphire,
over that intro.
Really?
Yeah.
That's like is public. That like,
is what?
Is it easy?
Hell yes. Okay. This is how easy it is to get laid in the club. Think about it. The way that we dance.
I've never noticed that unless they just real like.
You went to a what club?
I used to promote at a club in Chicago. So I've never noticed it unless they just real low-key.
It is so easy okay. to get laid in the club. Okay.
Oh, wow.
First of all, half of us don't wear panties when we go to clubs anyways. Because,
I don't know.
You know.
I wear panties.
I wear panties.
I wear panties.
Hey, the other half don't wear them then.
I wear thongs.
It okay, might be okay so she's like, yeah. I wear thongs.
I wear thongs.
You wear thongs. You wear thongs.
I ain't finna go on there all bare ass like that. That is not.
Okay, well, things happen. I'm going to say this. Okay, since we are talking about like sexual mishaps and everything, I will explain myself about sex in the club. I remember one of the times up in San Francisco, it was the most ratchet club you could ever go to. But we were, you know, 18 and 19 at the time, and it was the only club that was really like popping and not too far. And, you know, it was easy to just sneak some weed in.
Sneak anything in.
Yeah, hell yeah. Sneak anything, like you said. Sneak a little snake in. Slip a little, you know, slip of the fingers. Because in San Francisco, they don't give a fuck. You can be fucking women and they'll be like, okay, cool. You doing your thing. You have a nice night. Here's a condom. There you go.
Yeah.
First of all, if you're at a club, you shouldn't be promoting safe sex and engaging people to take the condom yeah. right away. Like, I can understand if it's at the end of the night and it's like a party favor, but don't tell me that as soon as I walk in. Like,
yeah.
Oh, shit, you give me a...
That's just giving you leverage to go ahead
exactly.
and do it.
I'm like, oh, it's one of those nights. Cool. Cool beans. I'm going to come back for five more. Thank you. So, there was like this VIP area, and because I knew somebody who worked at the club, he was like, yeah, you and your girls can go up there. And so we, you know, do what we gotta do. And there's like a nice little stripper pole. There's like one of those circular chairs. So we're all lined up against there. And all these guys are like, who the fuck are these bitches up there? So they walked in and they claim to have known us. I'm like, I don't know who these guys are. Right. But he's fine. And he's fine. Damn, he's fine. Okay, cool. Bring him up. So then, at the time, I wasn't really wearing what you can call panties. I mean,
they're all what did you call? What are they if you what can't call them?
Yeah,
that?
What do you call them?
What do you call them?
She called them sliders.
Pretty much. Now, I tend to get a little rusty with my panties. Not like nasty rusty, but you know, you wear like your favorite panties so much, if they start, you know, getting a little loose.
That's fucked.
That's why I call them sliders. They're easy in.
They were my lucky panties. Oh. They were like lucky panties. Every time I wore those panties.
All panties are lucky. As long as they're on the floor.
These were the magic panties.
Okay? It was like the first time I blew like $50 worth of panties at Victoria's Secret. I was like, oh shit. Yep. And I remember my first in several different encounters in those panties. So I made sure if I couldn't wash them. Yeah, if I can wash them right away, I take them to the sink.
Oh my goodness!
The old-fashioned
way. She got her
hang them out to dry. Oh my! These are my lucky panties, damn it! Okay, you know, like some girls who have lucky bras, and you know you have that bra that you're gonna wear that motherfucker until it starts smelling. Okay, let's be honest. Okay, there are some women out there that will wear bra until it starts stinking. If it starts stinking, then it's time to wash.
The bra strap be a different color.
Yes.
Right here.
Yep.
Yes.
Follow all the stuff.
See?
Yep.
Exactly. Thank you, ladies. Because I was going to be like, if y'all leave me hanging about some bra secrets, I'm going to smack all one of y'all. Oh, wow. Be like, chocolate dolls. Ain't telling it real. That's a check your lipstick moment right there. Wearing dirty ass bras.
Yeah.
Okay. If it matches our color of our skin, if you look tanner than Snooki wearing that damn bra. Get the fuck out of here. Right. It's just nasty. Something wrong with you. So anyways, we're in the club. And this one guy, he's eyeing me. I'm eyeing him. He looking good. I'm looking good. I'm wearing this, like, fuck me dress that's, like, at this point, my cooter is showing and I didn't care. I was so hot. I was so drunk. I didn't give a fuck. So we start dancing. We find a dark corner. And I bend over.
Oh,
you know, because that's how we dance, you know. You start getting it. And so I feel something poking at me, and I'm like, you know, I did a little hand check, and I'm like, oh, this motherfucker got his dick out. And I was like, oh shit, and he got a condom on too. Okay,
he was very prepared.
He probably
wore the shit in.
Yeah.
Probably did. Which is that, so not right.
That was his lucky condom.
I was like, this motherfucker ain't got no drawers on.
Like,
yeah,
he's like,
yeah, he's an open peephole.
Yeah, I was like, going on here? Oh, wow. Okay, so then, you know, here's my ratchet moment. I used to do a dance. I don't do it very often anymore because apparently I've gotten kicked out of bars and clubs for doing it. But he proceeded to pick me up in the air, and he basically, I don't know if we can do this. Mike, can you hold the camera?
We can't do that on you stream.
What? All I'm gonna do is air fuck.
You go.
Okay, basically.
So he was jumping you, basically.
Yes,
like,
he was just like, bah, bah. Yeah.
Nobody else saw.
Everybody saw her in a dark corner, Frenchie. They was in a dark corner where she bended over and touched her toes.
But she ended up in the air.
Yeah.
But when I was up in the air, people saw that.
They saw that.
They're like, Sapphire. I almost said my government name. Sapphire, are you fucking? Is she? Oh, she fucking. She's really fucking. And then I do, you know, like the twerk on the wall. Like before, you know, Miley did her thing. Right. Twerking has been around for years. Okay, people used to do the wall dance. That's what we used to call it down here. The wall dance where, you know, you lay somebody on the wall and then you put your feet up and they bring you a little closer and... Why are you looking so disgusted?
Because I'm like, we call that juking in Chicago.
Okay,
so.
I know what juking is. That needs to come with a warning label. That's why I don't fuck around with no Chicago people. Okay.
We see.
Hell no.
Nope. Because your show was laid out.
Because you can't hang.
Okay, first of all, I wasn't ready for
your
all that.
Your leg was in the air like shaking.
Yeah, it was shaking because I wasn't ready for that. You got to come with a warning label, Mike.
Can't fuck with
the
dog,
pal.
That was
my ratchet moment. We got away with sex in the club. Now, going back, I'm going to tell you some cringeworthy moments that some people wrote on Reddit. And this would definitely make me not want to ever have sex. I don't even know why people admitted to some shit like this. But here we go. I was having sex and the condom came off inside me and he had to fish it out. Luckily, it didn't ruin the mood. It was just extremely awkward for a minute. If a motherfucker had a fish clawing them out of my coochie,
y'all don't try that.
You're looking right, like
got it out, toss it out.
Oh, wow, oh Lord, today.
I mean, first
and where did he have to look?
That's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I hope
was it that hard to find?
That's
and then it was
nasty.
Cool after.
Right.
Yeah, you just put on another one. Like, are you the same one?
Right. If you used the same one, I would have smacked the shit out of you. Okay, Miss Lynn's Marie Nari. Whatever the fuck your name is. With that kind of name, you shouldn't be having sex. You're just horrible. But if anybody has to fish out a condom, it's called, you know, trial and error.
Yeah.
You know, they do have condoms that it's not one size fits most. I mean, we got condoms for little bitty penises. We got the condoms for the penises that are not even there, which I call pencil pinky short nub thumb dickies, you know? And then you got the long dong silvers. I mean, not everybody is fit for a magnum, okay?
But they all try to be in one.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the shit.
And that's the check your listing moment right there. Oh, like, if you ain't got nothing.
Have you called out men that bring out condoms that you know are too damn big for them?
Look like them white socks that be all
yeah.
Wow.
It's so true. Like, men, hey, stop it.
Y'all gonna be around here dissing dicks all night, okay?
Oh, don't know dicks. Because you know what? Most sexual, I'm gonna say this, it's not up to the girl. It's usually the guy that fucks up in bed.
Yeah. What?
It's usually a guy that fucks up in bed. Yeah. Here's another one. Here we go. This is the only time. This is just so weird and so nasty. But this girl or guy says, I was doing it with my girlfriend one time and I was on top. We were really hammering away and all of a sudden I felt my dog licking my balls and asshole from behind.
Oh my goodness.
Did he stop? No.
He didn't stop.
Nasty. That's a man fuck up. You can't tell between the fact that the woman that you're fucking is licking your asshole from a dog's tongue. That's nasty.
Maybe it ain't the first time the dog licked it.
That's nasty.
That's
nasty. Here's another one.
He said the dog is a man best friend.
Yes. He truly is. Because he all up in his butt.
That is just nasty. That is just nasty.
It is nasty.
Nasty. Here's another one. My fiance and I were getting down in our room when our daughter's cat squeezed through the door. She saw something moving under the covers and decided to attack it. It being my fiance's balls. Again, men fuck up.
There ain't no man fuck. Hey.
You leaving your balls all hanging out to play.
Hey.
That probably is because you don't know how to shave your damn balls, making it look like a fucking.
That's animal. That's animal fuck up. That's why I ain't got no goddamn pets.
No, it's called. It's
for real.
Called
animal fuck ups.
Okay, this is
animal fuck ups.
This is also a fuck up on both ends. Okay, I don't know about you, but I am so anti-sex on my period. I don't give a fuck if it's like a little drop of blood or it's way too much. And you men are nasty that say, oh, I don't give a fuck. I'll go down. Like, oh, just wipe that shit up, baby. It'll be okay.
How many
people
that do that same thing with...
So you ain't hit no period puss. So you ain't gave up no period puss.
Hell no.
That's the ultimate woman code not to do it on your period.
Thank you.
That is just nasty.
No, that's let me tell you, that's not a woman code because there is a lot of women who get so horny when they on their period and they want it done on their period.
Hell yeah, I get horny and it's called I slap a pad on, I slap a tampon on, and you know what? I rub my shit. Okay, with my granny panties, and I'll sit there.
If it was a dick by you,
I'll be like, dick, be gone. Put that shit back in your pants.
Wow.
You ain't fucking me tonight. That's you ain't getting my asshole.
You ain't getting my asshole.
Because you know men be like, well, let me just stick it in your ass.
Somewhere.
No.
Yeah. You got something against assholes now?
No, I don't got anything against assholes. I'm just saying.
It felt good, right?
I have never fucked in the ass on my period. If I'm on my period, I'm on my period.
You just started fucking in the ass a couple months ago.
I don't give a fuck.
You just started giving up the ass a couple months ago.
Yeah, giving up
then
the
you
ass.
Just started giving up the ass a couple months ago.
Yes.
Then you just started giving up the ass a couple months
ago. Yes, but not on my period.
Not yet.
Never. Ever. Okay?
I can't do it.
The next man that or woman no one's getting to my asshole on my period. Like, that's not cool. But here's somebody that did. Okay? Mick Clueless said, my boyfriend wanted to go down on me while I was on my period. He insisted. Funny enough, he came back up gagging, then ran off to puke in my bathroom. Once he finally calmed down, he claimed he swallowed a blood clot.
Oh my god.
Well, I wouldn't even tell anybody that's for real. That would be so angry.
Yeah. Exactly. Why would you even agree to it's that? In her name. She's that's clueless. Yeah.
She's clueless.
That's fucked up. Yeah.
That's nasty. So.
See, sex mishaps.
See, that's exactly why.
And he insisted, though.
Yeah. He insisted.
Oh, please. He insisted, though.
Like, really, your balls are gonna explode?
I bet you he don't never do that again.
No, no.
He was just trying to make her feel good.
Oh, no. No. No.
Here's another one.
Here's another guy. And this is where you men are nasty, too. He licked my armpit and asked if he can blow air in my butt to suck out my farts. Are you fucking kidding me?
That's... I think there's something
wrong. That's love. Yeah, people are weird.
That's love.
I have heard guys say the weirdest shit about a woman's ass. Or like, make your pussy fart. I want to make your... Really?
Really?
You want to hear my fupa fart? Like, you're nasty. Get the fuck out of here.
I want to blow in your butt.
What's the worst line a man has ever told you to try to get you in bed?
Want
to
drink my bath water?
Now, that's nasty. Please tell me you, like, dismissed him.
Oh, dismissed for sure. You are the weakest link.
Thank you. Goodbye. Now, did he say it to you in person or over text?
Both.
Oh!
Like, no. And then that's when I was like, oh, you a straight weirdo, are you? Yeah.
Drink my bath water.
Yeah.
That's nasty.
I'm like, I don't know where they do that at.
Yes.
That's disgusting.
Not in my area.
Nah.
Not in my region. What's the weirdest? What's the weirdest line a guy came up to you with?
I can't even think. Like, it's a lot, but the one that really got me was, I want to drum on your booty.
So take his dick and
yeah.
Wow.
This is not drum line.
Wow. Was it Nick Cannon?
No. I never met Nick Cannon in my life.
Did he play drums?
Huh? That's what he wanted to do.
Did
but
he
I'm
play
like,
drums though? On in his own life or
something? Yeah, he played drums.
Oh God.
Okay, well, you just gave him a little leeway. That's his passion. He want to try something with you.
But not on my booty, though. Like, yeah. You can leave that to the instrument. You like the bass, the snare. Like, you leave it there.
But I mean, I can understand if he wanted to make the ass clap and he just wants to, like, slap the ass. Maybe, you know, as he's pounding you and just like.
No. He wanted to do it while he was hard. So, like. He wanted his hands to go.
Like, he wanted to do a song?
Yeah, like, his hands can be like this on my butt, and, like, his little penis can be...
His little penis can be like...
No hands.
No! No!
Oh, yeah, and they was gonna use his hand to do it?
Oh, my God.
See, that would have been even worse.
At least...
No, the whole shit is bad.
Yeah, the whole thing. He could have said, at least, like, can I play baseball with your ass? You know, like, his cock could be the bat. And the balls can be the actual ball, and then he makes a home run over your booty.
No.
But he said, let me drum on your booty.
Yes.
Drink your bath. That's nasty. What about you, Miss Candy?
I actually not have anything out of the ordinary, but at this time, I was like a couple years into, like, you know, losing, and my boyfriend wanted to have a threesome with my friend that was a stripper.
Hey!
But at the time, I wasn't really, you know, I'm just getting into that. So, like, I wasn't really, like...
Are you now saying that you like girls?
I'm like, guess what this man told? Like, it was kind of big, and he wanted it for his birthday, and he was going to run a room downtown. It was like, he really wanted to set the scene, and I'm like, no, I'm not. And it's crazy that my friend actually was like, well... I'm like, no, don't even try to agree. And, like, yeah. So,
well, I mean,
it's not out of the ordinary. But at the time I was young, so it was like out of the ordinary.
Just
for
like,
me.
But damn, he was gonna rent extreme. a room. That's
whole pop bottles. He wanted, you know,
Mike, that man got play a card.
Yeah, he on.
Yeah,
he on that one.
He tried.
He's on that one.
He just got me, but he tried.
Oh snap! I gotta say,
she wasn't ready for it.
What's the worst encounter in sex you had?
The worst encounter?
Yeah. or the worst. Me, okay, we were talking about the men with their lines. What about a woman? What has she said?
That come to me? Mm-hmm. Shit, the woman can't come with no bad line with me.
That's actually kind of.
Come on now.
Yeah.
What? What's she going to say?
I don't know. Suck my coochie farts. Okay. You want to blow my back and then some?
Yeah, I don't think women hit on men to have, you know, have sex. I think it's the other way around all the time.
No, no.
You can tell me you have never asked a guy to come fuck.
Women hit on men. Yeah.
I haven't.
The thing is
I was a little thirsty over the weekend, I must say. Yeah. After that party, I think the worst text I ever sent was this past weekend. And I text about 5 guys until one responded. And I really regret the one that responded. Oh, yes. I think I said, ooh, where is it? Oh, yeah. I want that D, boo. No response. Didn't even read the message. That's what makes it worse. But then I had an encounter with the Tinder guy. Let's just call him Jesus Freak. Okay. This is the reason why I'm bringing this subject in today with the mishaps. This man claims that he is a son of a pastor or whatever.
Them the worst ones.
Oh, well, we're going to just out you, okay? Fuck it. His name's Ronnie. That's Ronnie. Hello. This is a child of God, apparently. Child of God with a piercing by his testicles, nipple rings, mm-hmm. and taking pictures like that. Now, that's a nice, thick, you know, it's a nicely shaped nice dick. Yeah. Nice size. He was going to be my first Tinder date, you know, over the age of 30. He's 35. I'm like, okay, cool. You can come through. You know, he had to climb down a long hill to get to my house. So I was like, oh, determination. Right. Mm-hmm. You're going to get some pussy tonight. Now, this is, like I said, right after the chocolate radio party. I got home at about 3:30, 4 o'clock. 4:30. I get a little encounter. But we're going to take a pause right now. We got Cinnamon S on the line. Just let that marinate.
Hey, boo.
Hello.
Hi.
Woo!
Hey,
girl.
Can you hear me? Can you hear me? Yo, yo, mic check. 1, 2, 1, 2.
Oh, honey, we got you live.
I can hear you perfectly.
Man, it's like you're in studio with us right now. What up, Miss Cinnamon?
Hi.
Now, I have to say how excited I am for Check Your Lipstick. I'm so glad that we have a show by young ladies. Yes. I didn't even get to everybody's age. But you guys look so young and so sexy and cute and gorgeous. I'm excited.
Thank you.
For Check Your Lipstick Wednesdays. Mm-hmm. I'm looking forward to it.
It's Wednesdays and Thursdays.
Yeah, you can be on Thursday.
Yeah. Oh, shit. That's right. You gonna smack me, Miss Frenchie?
No.
Oh, thank you.
You'll be in and out with the show too?
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
I'm here.
So, Miss Cinnamon, we want to know, you know, you're bringing the fashion element, and I hear that you're going to be, you know, broadcasting from New York and wherever you're at the time. Give us a little taste of what the listeners can get about the fashion blog of Check Your Lipstick.
You want to know about my fashion, but it's kind of hard to hear you guys. I'm trying to listen as good as I can.
Yes.
Because you guys sound a little low on my end.
Okay.
So you want to know about my fashion blog?
Yes. Tell us about the fashion, you know, part of Check Your Lipstick. What are you going to be bringing?
Okay. Basically, you know, I've been in fashion for a really long time, designing and everything and styling, you know, different clients in the industry. So a fashion blog was kind of the next route when it comes to, you know, just kind of that next level and just, you know, a different way to express yourself. I mean, I do take it seriously, but it's not so hardcore. But, I mean, it definitely keeps you up to date on what's going on in fashion day in and day out. I do about 5 to 8 posts a day. So it kind of keeps you current, helps you learn who's who if you don't know, just kind of keep you in the know of who's wearing what, you know, where you can get a new deal, if a new collection is coming out. You know, I just really try to keep you guys as informed as possible. And, you know, cinnamonscouture.tumblr.com, very easy. I decided to do a Tumblr blog because it's very easy, you know, to follow, and I like to keep it very simple. And, you know, I didn't want to have a blog where it's a bunch of ads and a lot of stuff like that where you have to really navigate to get get through the thing, you know, I get a lot of compliments from, you know, my viewers and people who subscribe to my blog saying that they love the simplicity of it. You know, because as soon as you click on cinemathetour.tumblr.com, it just takes you straight to the page. There's no fluff. There's no shiny buttons or anything mysterious going to pop out at you. It just kind of really gets straight to the point. So gives you the daily scoop on what's hot, what's not. And there you go, to keep you cute while you, you know, in those loops.
Now that's what I'm talking about. Now, have you already had some, like, memorable experiences in the fashion world?
Say one more time.
Memorable experiences in the fashion world.
I had a lot. I mean, the thing is, I've been invited to lots of things. I would attend like 2 or 3 events a week, depending on what it is. If I feel like going, I mean, that all plays a part into it. You know, but I've just met a lot of great people, you know, due to social media. You know, I already knew a lot of great people, but it just, you know, social media just kind of broadens your horizons, you know, and puts your name in the hands of people who may have not known you before. You know, I already had a really strong following, you know, but it, you know, all publicity, you know, it kind of helps, you know, whether it's good or bad, it does help, you know, with branding and everything. So, I mean, yeah, a lot of good things have come from it, different partnerships and everything.
Definitely, definitely. All right, well, where can everybody get in touch with you to prepare for Check Your Lipstick Wednesdays with you, Miss Cinnamoness? And
well, you guys can follow me on Twitter at Cinnamoness, that's S-I-N-N-A-M-O-N-S, or you can follow me on Twitter on my Tumblr Twitter at Cinnamoness Couture, that's my fashion blog, that's Cinnamoness Couture, or you can visit me on my blog, you know, you can leave me an email or anything at cinnamonescouture.tumblr.com, that's S-I-N-N-A-M-O-N-S-C-O-U-T-U-R-E, and I look forward to hearing from you guys soon.
All right. Thank you so much, Miss Cinnamoness, for calling us.
Thank you. Bye, beautiful Sin. Ladies.
Bye, Sin.
Okay. Have a good evening.
You too.
Okay. Online shopping.
Woo! You guys are so cute. So how did you guys all, like, get together and just say, you know what, we're going to do this?
It was a casting. It was basically a casting call. So, you know, Naomi reached out and was like, you think you'll be able to do a, you know, do a show? And I'm like, yeah, like, I'll try it, you know, anything, like, you know, to just to put my name out there, you know. And then we cast Frenchie, you know. She got a little white chocolate, so.
Yeah, she is.
And then we had to find someone to do fashion, and, you know, Cinnamon S came up aboard, so. We just doing it, you know?
Perfect.
We just working it out.
All right, and we're going to work it out a little bit more. We are going to go to our next break. We got the song First Move by Rochelle. All right. So First Move by Rochelle. We are going to get back to the Tinder Jesus freak story and much, much more, including our Dazed, Sex, and Confused news. All right, coming up after the break, Sapphire's Earplay on the one and only Chocolate Radio. Thank you to everybody on Live 365 and Ustream. Keep supporting Chocolate Radio.
No, I'm not gonna do it. I won't make the first move if I can see it. You wanna say something to me? You wanna say something? We'll make the first move. Can't see right.
when you make the first move. I could tell that you wanna say something.
I like that. First Move by Rochelle. You sound like you knew her.
Oh, I know the whole song.
Ooh.
And I be jamming.
That was a cool beat. Shout out to you, Rochelle. And shout out to all the earbuds that are listening right now. I know you guys always get a little scared to call in, but you guys like to tweet afterwards, so I really appreciate that. Also, I guess you guys did follow the correct orders that I gave you last week, because y'all pushed last week's episode with Jillian Jensen to be our top three most downloaded episode. Of course, still number one of the top downloaded episode is with Mr. Derek Pierce. And then the second one, I don't even know who the fuck it was or what it was about. And then Jillian Jensen came in third. But you guys really are on it, and I appreciate it every single moment. And also, I got to say shout out to a couple of my Stay Strong everlasting followers. I love you guys. Sweet Pea, shout out to you. Grope Man TV, shout out to you. Also, shout out to Jedi, shout out to you. Also, to my grand sexy fuckers, A&K, I will be reading your message that you sent us. You guys are a bunch of freaks. I have this following of this, I call them my grand fuckers because they're like in their 50s and they're swingers and they're fucking freaks. Like, they literally are a freaky ass couple. Like, they sent me an email over the weekend. I guess homegirl pimped out her husband to her best friend.
Ooh.
And it worked. She's laying up in the jacuzzi and he's fucking old homegirl in their bedroom. Get it how you live.
Yeah, whatever floats your boat.
Hey.
Like,
get it how you live. But you know what? It's, you know, I always love hearing fan stories. So if you want to share a story that you don't want to necessarily share on air and you want to keep it discreet, send it over to sapphiresearplay@gmail.com. Also, you can send it over to sapphiresearplay@chocolateradio.net. Right?
Yes.
Right.
So sapphiresearplay@chocolateradio.net, or you can send it to sapphiresearplay@gmail.com. And don't forget to hit me up on the Twitter at Ms. Radio Sapphire. That's MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Ladies, what are your Twitters?
My Twitter is at GabbyDoll3. That's GABBYDOLL3.
Awesome. And what about you, Miss?
And Frenchie with 2 E's, 5. Frenchie. Ooh. Doll.
Frenchie Doll 5. Oh, I like that. And what about you, Miss Candy?
It's CandyDoll3, but it's spelled with an I instead of a Y.
Hey. Yeah. It's tastes like candy. I love that song. So as we were taking the break, we were talking about weird sexual encounters. My Tinder date, not so great. So after the chocolate radio party, I was feeling my shots. I was feeling a little horny, mm-hmm. Naturally.
A little.
Okay, very. Very.
Yeah, it's an understatement.
Yeah. You can't talk, Miss Candy.
No, but I was to myself. You was. You know,
I was what?
Booties and
that's a natural. That's me sober. Well, I'm not gonna buy like the dolls.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
I already feel like Miss Frenchie. She's like, oh, I'm about to cut your bitch today.
She gonna cut you.
I'll cut you. You make any sachet away on this table. No, I won't do it. I respect the ladies. But anyways, your girl was feeling good. I call up Jesus Freak. We all saw how hung this man was. Okay. He has a nice little thicky.
Pretty
it's all good.
Yeah.
For a white guy. He's kind of thicky.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking, okay, I'm about to have some weird, freaky ass sex. Oh boy, it was freaky. Oh boy, it was weird. But it wasn't that kind of weird. It was like.
Halloween, so.
Oh, no. Halloween was done. I wasn't asking for that. So we get down to the business. We have a nice, like, almost 30-minute chat. Now it's, like, 5:30. I'm like, oh, my God. Can you just shut up and fuck me? Because this weed is wearing off. I drank some more as I went home. Killed half a bottle of port wine to myself. Thank you. And I was like, you need to take advantage of this situation right now. So we start kissing. I start caressing him. And then we proceed to get down to some business. 10 minutes in, this guy has, I kid you not, a Jesus seizure. Okay? He's like, it's Sunday. I'm like, yeah, I know it's Sunday. It's like, I really shouldn't be doing this, but it's Sunday. I gotta check the gates of the church. I'm like, what church gates are you talking about? He's like, my dad's a preacher and he's gonna call me at any minute. I was like, it's 5:30 in the morning. He's like, I know, he has a church service at 6:15. I'm like, what the fuck kind of church?
He gotta be at Sunday school. You holding up his Sunday school? Oh my God.
So then he's like, I gotta go take a smoke. I was like, okay, go have a smoke break. Do whatever the fuck you need to do. Pray to the rosary. Even though there's a rosary hanging over my bed. I mean, Jesus. I pray too. But Jesus, right now, like, we're trying to enter the church of Sapphire. Okay? The Lord could kind of wait right now. He can kind of wait a little bit. So he comes back. He's like, okay, I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm like, okay, cool, cool, cool. So maybe I busted wide open too much. Maybe I pulled out a little stops because I put my legs over my head. And, you know, he proceeded to enter. And he wanted to be all passionately. I was like, can you just please fuck me at this point? Like, just shut up and fuck me. He's like, no, I'm going to scare you. I was like, there's nothing you can do nor say that's going to scare me. Just please shut up and fuck me well. And he's like, okay. So he grabs a pillowcase and he puts it over my head. Proceeds to choke me a little bit. Not in a bad way. I like to be choked.
Okay.
But he...
With a pillowcase over your head?
Well, that was kind of weird.
That was like, extra,
yeah. Yeah, that was a little extra bonus, I guess. Then he proceeds to say, I want you to call me God.
Oh,
oh hell no.
See, well, you tripping.
Yeah.
He gets better. He gets better. So I was like, okay, I'll call you God. He's like, okay. So I was like, ooh, yeah, God. God. God, yes. And then actually, it was starting to feel really good. Then I start getting a little Sapphire vulgar, and I was like, fuck me, God. Oh, fuck. Fuck me. Fuck me, God. Oh, God. God, fuck me, please, fuck me, God, fuck, oh, fuck me. And then he got really quiet, and he starts seizuring, and he's like, I can't do this. Wow. It's really Sunday, and you're calling me God. I was like, you told me to call you God, you motherfucker.
Wow.
And he's like, I gotta go smoke again. So he takes another smoke break, and I said, when you come back, we'll just lay in the bed, you know, take a 10-minute breather, you know, we'll be fine. Well, fuck that. I was, like I said, beyond drunk at this point. I couldn't wait anymore, and I fell asleep. I woke up, stark-ass naked, ass up in the air.
This fool committed cute suicide.
This fool died. And I'm like, what the fuck? Oh, where'd that fool go? I checked the bathroom. He's not there. I'm thinking maybe he passed out on my couch. He's not there. Okay, maybe he passed out in my roommate's room because they're still at Big Bear. No, he's not there. I go to the front door, and I kid you not.
He's putting it red?
No, that shit was locked. That motherfucker jumped my balcony and left. No text, nothing.
What a creep.
Yes!
He had to get to church, y'all.
He really had to. And he already...
And he already felt bad because he was sinning.
But you left! You didn't even leave through the front door.
Wait, hold on. How high is your balcony?
Well, it's the first level.
Oh, okay. Oh. You could jump.
But
okay. Still,
I'm like, damn. What if I was on the second floor?
He would have jumped his ass. No way.
Like, Mike, would you pull some shit like that?
Maybe he was an angel and floated down.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm convinced maybe I really did fuck God. Maybe he did, like, go through the window and be like,
maybe this night never did happen.
Yeah.
No, this night did happen.
Are you sure?
girl, I'm looking at the text messages. It happened.
Okay.
There were text messages. It is official. You know, I did saunter him over. He said, you know, should I bring anything? And I said, just you.
Should I bring anything?
He's slow, though. Like, for real? Like, really? It's like, what? 2 o'clock? 3 o'clock in the morning?
Yes.
You know that's a booty call. Like, you just coming.
Like, really?
So he thought y'all was going to read the Bible?
Oh,
and prepare for the
service? My thing is, you're gonna send me dick pics.
What was that? God.
That was God. Apparently, I fucked God.
He's tripping.
Okay? I fucked God, everybody.
Nah, you mess with a schizophrenic.
Yeah. No, I don't know what the fuck I messed with, okay? For all I know, it was Satan. For all I know, I might have Satan's baby in me. I feel all cramped up and shit. This motherfucker fucked me up. Yes. Maybe his name, instead of Ronnie, was Damien. Maybe his middle name was Ronnie Damien Lucifer. That is your name. But I apparently fucked God. And on that note, we're going to come back. Day Sex and Confused coming up. Ladies, how you feeling?
Good.
I'm a little creeped out, but I'm good.
Okay. Yeah.
Once again, where can people follow you?
At GabbyDoll3 on Twitter. That's GabbyDoll3.
And Frenchie with 2 E's, Doll5 on Twitter.
Perfect.
Yes, and you can follow my Twitter as well at CandyDoll3. That's Candy with an I and not a Y.
All right, more fun with the dolls coming up next. Day Sucks and Confused.
Yes.
And you're listening to the one and only Sapphire. Sapphire's Airplay here on Chocolate Radio. We'll be right back. We're going to do a song called Stay Winning because clearly I can't fuck God and stay winning now. F.T. Kachia. That's the guy.
Yeah. Let's turn me up a little bit more in the headphones.
The greatest trick the devil ever pulled was convincing the world he didn't exist.
Started out in my granny house, spent nights on my granny couch. That's the reason I go ham on the microphone. I cause mayhem. Mayweather these punchlines like a coke boy. I got dope lines. Schooling niggas, it's break time. If you want beef, it's lunchtime. I rap for the niggas that's making the figures, the ones that go hard just to set up a business. You're not a believer, Jehovah, my witness. I ask for forgiveness for killing beginners. Pick up boys like I'm real masters. Coppola, I'm a real hustler. Terror boys getting hella dope. ATL, I'm above the low. They say that I'm deep with the words that I speak. These rappers are weak, so I put them to sleep. Cold hearted, but I'm bringing the heat. Manslaughter, I'm killing the beat. Like him, but girls, you got nothing on me. Do you agree? No one higher than me. My team is real, call us Madrid. Stay winning, nigga, holla Madrid. I will not quit for the blood of the bleed. I'm in the lead, you are under my feet. I own sexy, I got what you need. Success is a song that I keep on repeat. You brought your soldiers, still in retreat. Got dogs on the pavement, I'm running the street. King of my city, you a disgrace. Yo, main chick, my mistress. Fashion killing when we dress. You got no class like recess. We move forward, no reverse. You can check me out on Reverb.
Yeah, I ain't worried about them runner-ups. Rest in peace to the taters, put your lighters up. Got some niggas with me. Main niggas with me, and you know we stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. My hit up, we stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. My hit up, we stay winning.
And I'm still rapping on the block and I'm still trapping. All my goons, they stay clapping. Money talks and we mean market. Be conscious, do something. Let's see if you want blue something. Lose something. Who's fronting? Judge your chin, how we stunting. Nigga, we bowling like Tippy Mazembe. I need a bad chick like Mariana Pembe. She ready to ride from Monday to Sunday. I'm trying to get money like I know my Gundy. Maybe don't go there before I'm 40. Nobody can stop me. They said that I'm cocky. My features so bright, so the shades of Versace. Stay willing like Danny Amokachi. Girls, them love me, they're calling me puppy. I'm trying to make a living out of a hobby. So I drop bars, watch me flex, say the f*** yourself, call it safe sex. Going in, no latex. Stay clean, protest, get out box. No test, Obama in these projects. I'm Boko Haram with the bomb threats. You only hear tease like phone sex. You talk nonsense, I'm about stacks. We converse if you talk racks. I solemnly swear, my hands in the air, the illest in here. Just being sincere, winners in here, Tim illest in here. Let's get this clip, it's what you declare. I'm already, I got no fear in the land of the brave. I got more scared.
Yeah, I ain't worried about them runner-ups. Rest in peace to the taters, put your lighters up. Got some niggas with me. Main niggas with me, and you know we stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. My hit up, we stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. My hit up, we stay winning.
Back in the sting. Back in again, straight to the brain, staying ahead of the game, damaging every lane, passing through every lane, never the same. Now holla at the DJ and tell him repeat it, cause we going in it like one more again. Keep shots, take one for the pain. My clique full of niggas who load up a clip and then empty that bitch in the back of your crib. And the rest of my niggas are back in your crib where they jacking and packing and selling your shit. Being up in the block with a pen and my pad in the back of my bag. My dude just bought an R32, so you know the whole crew messing with that. Told my nigga Chinga, we win is bigger than all these rapping ass cats. K.
Yeah, I ain't worried about them runner-ups. Rest in peace to the taste, put your lights up. Got some niggas with me. Main niggas with me, and you know we stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. My hit up, we stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. We stay winning. My hit up, we stay winning.
Woo! That was Stay Winning by FTK Chinga.
I'm feeling that joint.
Ooh. Yeah. Because we stay winning.
Feeling that.
That was a hard beat. Mm-hmm. That was a hard beat. Mm-hmm. I wonder if he's cute. You know, some of these rappers, if you can spit, if you can spit though, some of them, I'm like, ooh, you spit really well, but ooh, your face is busted.
Yes.
Can't mess with that. Mm-mm. Speaking about busted, it is that time for the day Sex and Confused. Usually I find like weirdest stories on sex. This one was just really fucked up. Since we've been talking about, you know, people getting too turnt and, you know, just shit on shit. Here's one. A woman drove drunk with three small children and passed out at the motherfucking intersection. Texas, you're a fool for this one. So they arrested a 23-year-old woman after she allegedly drove drunk with three small children and passed out at the wheel behind an intersection at a major street yesterday morning. She's still being held in jail on a state jail felony charge of driving while intoxicated with a child under 15 in the car and two misdemeanor traffic charges. Wow. Damn. Collectively, bail was set at $1,000 for two misdemeanor charges. No bail has been set for the DWI with a child charge. Wow.
She loses the
kids.
Yep.
Yeah, she's losing the kids majorly.
DPS. But they finna come get them.
Here we go. It's not even like in the middle of the day. It's fucking 4:30 in the morning.
Where was she coming from with her kids?
For real? And
she was picking them up for the
maybe.
She
but what do you do with snatch them up from
the pet? She might as well catch them at the babysitter for all that.
They probably was waiting in the car. Yeah, what do you mean?
Yeah, they probably waiting
in the car. Oh my god,
that's so wrong.
They say they said that the officers pulled up to the Nissan Xterra. So this was a big ass SUV to make it worse, and they said they tried to stop the woman, but she woke up and panicked. And the woman had the foot on the brake pedal. That was the only thing keeping her from moving.
Wow. Oh, hell no.
It's so funny, but it's sad at the same time. Yeah, because when really happened.
Yeah, because when you sleep, I know when I'm asleep, like, everything just feels limp. Like, I wouldn't be able to keep my foot on
the pedal.
On the pedal. Like, I would have to move it, like, bend it or something. So...
I mean, it's scary. Now, the kids, they said the kids were asleep in the back seat. The mother was covered in vomit.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, so she had one of those moments. She threw up. And you know how when you throw up after you finish throwing up, you just want to lay there. Like,
what made her think she could drive with her kids?
Yes, exactly.
What made her think she had an open bar fall on her?
Yeah.
And she had an open bottle of beer.
Oh, she was going still.
She was drinking mad at the daddy. Yeah. Mad at the baby daddy.
Something.
All three of them.
Something. But, oof. Ooh. They said once they took her in, they said she vomited again in the back of a patrol unit. There we go, people.
Yeah, she was
beautiful. I really just want to know, where the fuck were you going? Like we all said, where the fuck was she coming from? Yeah. Where the fuck did she go?
I
want
to know the story behind it.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what?
I'm gonna look that up.
Miss Velasquez, Miss Brenda Velasquez, you should call to the station 661-312-8580 because you clearly take the icing on the cake.
No, she can't call. She in jail.
She'll use that one phone call for us.
I accept it.
Okay, see you there. There we go. We'll accept the charges for this. Now, have you guys heard of that show, Sex Sent Me to the ER?
Yes.
On TLC?
Yes.
I fucking love that show.
That show is weird, though. It'd be some... Yeah.
It's back on. Yeah. It's back on. It just premiered on Saturday. I'm really mad because I'd be fucking watching that shit like it's candy.
Yeah, that's kind of weird.
I spent like 9 hours catching up one time. I was like, fuck this. I'm having a Sex Sent Me to the ER marathon. Here's one. the latest episode, a man recounted the time he sent his girlfriend to the ER because he revealed that he rubbed watermelon juice all over his dick prior to intercourse. He didn't know that his girlfriend at the time was allergic to watermelon. He heard from his buddy saying that it was a great way to enhance sexual performance and genital size.
It's an aphrodisiac.
Watermelon juice? Aphrodisiac my ass. That shit is sticky. Nasty.
Watermelon juice, yeah. And then you hear Beyonce, watermelon, you know.
I thought she was saying that because she
said something about it that it goes like she was saying that, but they have heard it many a times that it's an aphrodisiac.
Well, they are saying now it's a myth. They're saying it's a myth.
No, it is an aphrodisiac.
Oh, no.
You know why?
Why?
Back in the slave days.
You better shut your mouth.
The women of the house used to bring the big man dingo and watermelon to perform a service for them.
Yeah. Watermelon as an aphrodisiac.
That's crazy.
I've heard
that often. And then they did say that Beyonce, I mean, I know why they said that, but they also.
Which song was it off of?
Drunk in Love.
Really?
Watermelon.
Watermelon. That's really what she said?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Well, Beyonce, you need to stay away from that watermelon. That's nasty. You shouldn't put any sugary products. I don't care if it's natural or not. On your coochie.
Yeah, you could really fuck some shit up.
Yeah.
So what happened to Mama? She
had an allergic reaction.
She had allergic reaction. I didn't
tell you what allergic.
They just
reaction.
Said that she was allergic.
I don't know what allergic reaction.
So
is.
She probably like her whole thing like.
It probably swelled
the fuck up.
And she probably got a little red bump. Yeah. Like it probably was horrible.
My God.
Like the stories that you hear on it, it's like where the fuck do they find these people?
She might have just told him that she was allergic.
But if this is your girlfriend, like, won't you ask her like what foods you're allergic to or
like,
anything that you're allergic to?
You?
Yeah. So I know. Like, so I won't be. You know.
Maybe he just black? Didn't want to say that it was a.
Oh no, she might have been black.
I don't know. I don't think the girl was black because the people on the promo, they looked Indian. Probably it's closer to black, anyways. I mean, if you're from India, you're technically African. You know,
whatever.
It's a dark complexion. It's chocolate and caramel.
There you go.
Mixed together. But I gotta say, that was some weird shit.
Yeah.
In the news, everything
Shout
else
out
on
for
my
her.
List.
Hope everything recovers.
Yeah. Hope
everything,
everything
recovers. Ever goes back.
I bet you she's not gonna look at watermelon lube the same way again.
No.
I mean, I do have to say, watermelon lube tastes good though. It does taste good.
Maybe that's
what but I don't know.
Yeah.
When I take a bottle of pineapples or a bottle of watermelon. Pineapples, please. That's sexy. Have you licked pineapples off of somebody's body? That shit is sexy. Watermelon on somebody's body? I don't think so. Too crunchy. It's too crunchy.
It gotta be the right
watermelon's crunchy. Pineapple's crunchy.
I like my pineapples soft.
Soft.
Chewy.
How?
Soft.
Soft.
I like them, and I know people hate this word, but I like it moist, just like pussy, moist. Okay. Some people cringe at the word moist.
Moist.
Wow. I don't know why.
Why?
I don't know. My roommate, my best friend, she flips out. If you say moist, she'll be like, ah!
But so, how she go? So what's she gonna say? Oh, the cake is fresh. The cake is fresh.
She might say just like the cake is soaked.
It's not dry.
Soaked with what? That's gonna be my next session. Soaked with what?
She can't say
tequila.
Don't remind me of tequila right now.
Oh yeah.
Fuck you, Mike. I never been drinking tequila like that. No.
Yeah, but that tequila went down pretty smooth though.
It went pretty smooth, but you know, oof. I woke up.
Well, nobody asked you to challenge him. Like, nobody
asked you. I feel like I won the challenge because I didn't pass the fuck out.
No.
Hey.
If we could have kept on going, like, if it would have stayed, like, all night, I kid you not.
You dropped everybody.
Y'all
should
have started the minute with God.
You messed with God.
No, not God, though. You messed with somebody else.
Yes. And then you decided to mix.
Oh, I love to mix. Oh, I'm a mixing hoe. I love to mix.
No.
Like Friday night, kill two bottles of Jack, had a beer, a nice little 40, a beer. What else did I have? 40. Two shots of tequila. Yeah, I should have been dead. Yeah. I really should be dead. There's so many. I'm horrible when drinking. That's why I'm like, y'all need to come over and turn up.
Then you had some Henny.
Oh, I don't drink Henny.
What you have on Saturday?
What? No, whiskey. It was whiskey.
I don't drink no Henny. That's now, if I drink Henny, best believe I'd be right there with a certain spun body in the toilet and be taking rounds. That's all I'm going to say.
Everybody has one of those nights.
Oh, yes, honey. You know, I haven't had one of those nights in a long time.
Right.
I remember one time.
You fucking with the dog, man.
Right.
That's fine. We can do it every Sunday.
I got my crucifix on me right now.
No, we can do
chocolate martinis.
Hey,
chocolate martinis are gone.
Yeah,
I know. They said there was a bomb. I just don't need them right now.
Oh,
we were just saying that this is good.
According to Mike, I'm cut off right now.
Damn.
Yeah.
What did you think of the chocolatini? Did you like it, Miss Frenchie?
I'm in love with it.
You're in love.
I can drink it all day. There See, right. I don't drink. That's something I could drink, and it would.
You don't drink?
Shoot.
Oh,
I have like six of them bitches.
You only drink beer?
Yeah.
What kind of beer is your favorite?
Hurricane.
See, I never had a hurricane. I'm not a big
Old
big
English.
Old English.
Oh, you took your way back. Old English.
So we're gonna make sure, back at home,
with the little brown plastic bag.
So if you were
for real, I keep it in a bag, and I drink it off for the liquor store. No, I'm just playing.
Don't be a menace right now.
Shit, go on with your bad self. I'm gonna fuck with that. Now let's talk about sexits real quick. Now sexit, as we know, it's like your excuse to leave during sex. Have you ever left somebody during sex, or maybe just after? Or you like polite to be like, okay, it's time to go.
It's time to go.
I just like, yeah, I gotta go. Or like I'll lie and say like, oh, I gotta go to the store for somebody.
Just don't come back.
It just don't come back.
Wait, you literally say I gotta go to the store.
Uh huh.
And it'd be like 2-3 o'clock in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And they fall for that.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dumbass.
Yeah, for real.
I feel like the store is open at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Walmart.
Wow. I'm gonna pray for you. What about you, Miss Frenchie?
I'm blunt. I don't play that. Bye.
Bye-bye.
I don't play that. Get the fuck out. And I'm very, very blunt.
When's like the boldest moment that you had where you were like blunt, like you got to go? Like what was your excuse?
I couldn't really answer that. I'm just saying I'm blunt in general. I don't know. I'm just a blunt person. If I don't like something and how it's going, it will be known.
So you've like stopped like in the middle and just saying no.
See, I've never had a bad, you know, honest to God, like, no,
you pick them. You know how to pick them.
Yeah.
What is the art of picking a good person in bed? Because I've had some people
I'm
like,
pick. They come.
Oh, see.
If I pick, I'm going to end up with Lucifer with a pillowcase.
Call me Satan.
It happens. Shit happens.
No, I see that.
Ooh.
I'm glad you're here, girl.
Yeah. I know. After last night, my roommates, they were like, so you and Tinder, you got to stop. I understand that you like it for your show, but like, no more Tinder.
I'm worried for you.
Oh yeah, everybody's worried.
Yeah, you like, when it talking about oh god, you don't knock it off.
It was kind of good because he hit a spot and then all of a sudden he paused. I was like, have you never had sex before? Like, no. You're a grown ass man. This man was 35 years old.
Oh, wow. That's what I'm saying. What was wrong with him? I'm scared.
God probably topped it on the shoulder. Sick. Like, don't be having no other body call you God. I'm the only God. Yeah, you're not God.
That wasn't a seizure. Yeah, that was.
It looked like see, that was this message. Boy was like.
Message.
I rolled into the back of his head. I'm like, are you high?
No.
I thought he was on one. I'm like, did this guy take Molly?
He sounded like a bank head.
Yeah. It was weird. Shit was weird.
I'm so glad you're here.
Oh, girl, yes. I'm glad I'm here. Because now I'm actually officially deleting Tinder. I'm like, fuck a Tinder.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I've had my Tinder date.
Wait, he's 35 years old and he's still calling his daddy calling him?
Oh, to be at church?
Enough to where he hopped out your window and whatnot.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
Like, I wish.
At least he locked your front door. At least he
My door was locked. My front door was locked.
He had to get out. Honest to God, the message.
Hold on, go back.
I'm telling you, door was locked.
He might be still in the house.
Shut the fuck up!
He trapped in the closet.
You trapped in my closet. Best believe you'd be getting my foot up his ass.
Did you go lock your screen door after?
Girl, yes.
Okay.
And then after that, I went outside. I smoked me a couple bowls. I said, Lord Jesus, if I'm gonna go out this way, let me die high. Let me die high because it's too early to drink and I can't fucking touch a drink. Let me be high.
You didn't text him?
Oh, yeah. I texted him. I was like, you left? No answer. Mm. Even texted him today. Wanted him to call in, to be honest. I was kind of worried.
You for real? You
okay, got under my bed. Under my bed. Honestly, you have to, like, there's bins. My drawers.
You need one of those things that detect warmth.
Yeah. Hell no. Don't say that. I did check the house, though. I did check the house.
My best advice is
I was like, fuck that.
Don't even fuck with an almost.
Oh, girl,
let
no.
It let it be a memory.
Yeah, let it not be. A... Make sure he's not in the goddamn house.
Yeah. Yes. No, he's not in the house.
I hope not.
He's like, definitely for real. Not in the house.
Right. Oh, my God.
He's definitely not in the house.
He must be going crazy.
For real.
To jump off the balcony where you could easily walk out the front door.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying. Is there something creepy? He might that's not, like, weird. Honest to God, he might message.
I told you God tapped him.
I don't know. God must have told him, like, Sapphire, you done need to stop fucking all these random ass crazy people. Mm-hmm. I don't know. That shit was.
Leave Tinder alone.
Oh, yes. I'm definitely leaving the Tinder alone. No more adventures in Tinderland. I'm done. Okay. Fuck a Tinder. Okay, I like meeting people in person anyways, not over, like, a little screen, and then you go and judge me on how I approach you. Fuck all that noise. But yeah, sexit. He did the ultimate sexit. You just...
He disappeared, might still be there.
No, don't say that. Don't say that. I live with men, so the men would have, like, kicked his ass. But they're like, he told you to call him God.
And you did it.
And you did it.
Yes, that's all they kept saying. He told you to call him God and you let that shit happen. No.
He got scared. Jesus appeared. He saw that rosary at the bottom of
your bed. Like I said, for all I know, maybe I did fuck a ghost.
For real, that's what I'm thinking.
Maybe I did fuck a ghost.
Sapphire, if you was dreaming that, I'ma think you crazy. You a
fucking messages. Okay, but did it actually show that he was at your house, like, I'm here?
Yes.
Oh, hell.
Okay.
He said
Sapphire.
Yes.
You lost the challenge.
I didn't lose.
Went home and fucked the ghost. Yes.
Seriously, he said, here, I parked at the top of the hill.
Was it a burning
bush? I wasn't dreaming.
It's hills where you live at?
Yeah, is there
hills? Yeah, there's hills.
Okay. I'm on the top.
Big ass hill.
I am on the top.
No, there's a big ass hill. We call it, like, Mount Everest. Because by the time you get up to the top of the hill, you're like, oh, shit, no. It's a great workout. You know, my booty be thanking me. But I'm like, fuck all this. You know, you came to get some ass and you went to the top of the hill. That motherfucker jumped and went back up the mountain. Probably, you know, to the gates of hell. All right. We're going to come back. We're going to wrap this shit up because it is time. It's that time of day. But we're going to wrap up with New Habit by Rachel Marie. And then coming up, I'm going to give you Sapphire's Earplay list. Final plugs for our girls of Checky Lipstick and the Candy Dolls, who are so delicious. They're so
cute. Chocolate Dolls. Why do you call us the Candy Dolls?
Because she loves me so much, you know?
There we go. I love you guys equally. You guys all got different flavors. I'm getting shade, though, from you. The Chocolate Dolls.
Thank you. We're the Chocolate Dolls. Damn. Not the Candy Dolls. I just checked your lipstick right there.
You've been checking my lipstick several times.
I love you, though. Well,
I appreciate that. I feel the love. Sometimes. I don't know. Break time. New Habit. Rachel Marie.
Better pick up. I'm still feeling I need my seem to stay away, stay away. I can't seem to play the way we make it magic. I can't seem to stay away, stay away, stay away. Get life for you. Baby, my new habit, honey, you are my new habit. Baby, my new habit, honey, you are my new habit. Baby, my new habit, honey, you are my new habit. Baby, my new habit, honey, you are my new habit. Baby, light skin hair with a fresh arm pad. I'm not staying like an owl, your selfies. Pulse them close, baby, where you at? You know I do whatever you tell me. Come stop by, we can just relax. Got a few trees, we can puff, no daddy. Madly crazy, you got me wrecked. They say the best time is when you lift it. I can't seem to stay away, stay away. I can't seem to fade the way we make a magic. I can't seem to stay away, stay away. I lay awake at night craving your body. I can't seem to stay away, stay away. I can't seem to fade the way we make a magic. I can't seem to stay away, stay away, lay awake.
All right, that was New Habit by Rachel Marie. Ooh, that was sexy. Thank you, Rachel Marie, for that tune. Now, we have been talking about a whole bunch of shit with sexits, fucking men with multiple personalities calling each other God. And, of course, we are wrapping it up right now with our chocolate dolls in the studio. We got Gabby. We got Frenchie. Ooh, we got Candy.
Oh, so sweet.
And they're promoting... Gabby and Frenchie, they're promoting their new show, Check Your Lipstick, with Cinnamon S, who was on the phone with us earlier. Thank you so much for calling in. Tell us once again, give us a tease. What can people expect Wednesday and Thursday of this week of Check Your Lipstick?
Hey, this is your girl, Gabby Doll. Tune in every Wednesday and Thursday. Wednesday, I'll be in the building with my fashionista herself, Miss Cinnamon S, broadcasting live with her fashion. I'm with the Hot Gossip. And on Thursday, I'll have Miss Frenchie Doll with Pop Culture from 5 to 6 Pacific Standard Time here on chocolateradio.net.
Oh, that was so cute.
Thank you.
So cute. Now, once again, where can everybody follow you guys?
You can follow me at Gabby Doll 3 on Twitter. That's GABBYDOLL 3 on Twitter.
All right. Miss Frenchie.
And you can follow me on Twitter, Frenchie with 2 E's, Doll at 5, and Instagram. I mainly be on there, Frenchie with 2 E's _ Doll. And that's where I'm at.
Perfect. And Miss Candy.
You can follow me at Candy Doll 3. That's CANDI. Doll 3. Okay. My Instagram is up and coming. I'm still trying to work out the kinks. So
the kink, girl, all it is Take a picture.
I know, but that mess. I want it to be bomb. I want it to just they just so come and see shit. Yeah, I don't want it to come in as like two followers. Like I want it to be up.
Okay, yeah. Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense because you know we can just say like she lonely.
Yeah,
we friend her.
Follow her chocolate. With like five followers. No, yeah. I can't go out like that.
No, nah,
that's
nah.
Small though.
Yeah, I mean I started with like one photo for like ever. I did not understand fucking Instagram. I was like, I gotta document what? What do I take a picture of?
But you know what? I'm really social in real life.
Yeah,
like,
you are.
I'm really social. Like, I make friends. Like, it's like not that. Hard for me. Yeah. You know what I mean? So, that's why I was just like, it's kind of like, it's. I'll do this with my eyes closed.
See, there you go. Yeah. And then as you're doing it, you can, like, take pictures as you go along. Yeah. Your Instagram could be dedicated to, like, the friends you meet.
Right.
Because, you know, people put themes. Me, you know, they expect, like, sex.
You be meeting God. Yeah. You be on the whole other level.
I'm gonna leave you alone with God. No, but they think we don't have personal lives, so.
Yeah, people don't understand that. Like, I do have, like, an outside life.
Yeah.
You know, outside of the chaos and craziness, but people don't understand that.
Of course.
That's why I had to get the fuck off of that stupid ass kick.
Oh, my God. I never had a kick either.
I've never had a kick.
Kick me, kick you. What you mean, kick you?
Right. That's basically just open up the line, like, oh, you know, I can't call her, so I'm a kick her. I'm a text her. And like, fans would be, no offense to you, earbuds. I love you guys, but just because your ass is up at like 4-3 a.m. doesn't mean my ass is at at 3-4 o'clock. Like, I get tired, and I'll tell some fans off. I'll be like, bitch, I'm asleep. Who are you? Like, go to bed.
Yeah.
Read a book.
But then your fans, they love you. You got fans all over the world.
But no, it's unnecessary. Like, trust me, if I was sleeping and you coming at me like that, I am going to bitch at you. So, and I put you on mute. And I don't ignore you. I'll respond eventually, but I'll say, like, hey, I was sleeping. Oh, I thought you were on my time zone. No. I only rocked the Dodger headphones for so long. I don't know what else to say. But I do want to say this. You didn't give us your sexit story.
Oh, yeah.
Miss Candy. Can I also just add that you guys all look just so innocent in your own way with a twist? No, not with that red hair. Just like with Miss Frenchie, doll, it's the eyes. Yeah, you pierce people with them eyes. I'm like, oh, Jesus.
I'm supposed to look sweet. I'm blue. Look all stuff.
Yeah. Hey. And then, you know. Yeah. And you got the red lipstick and the. Piercing. And then Miss Gabby, she got the fire. She got fire hair. She going to be like, I'm going to come correct.
I'm sorry.
You got dimples.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There we go.
See, sugar spice and everything nice. Everybody here. Now, your sexist story, Miss Baba.
Oh, okay. Well, it's more of a, he kind of knew what it was. Because, I mean, I don't really discriminate on size, you know.
Okay.
As long as they know
how big
the motion of the ocean.
Mm-hmm. So, you'll take like a 2?
Well, I've never had a 2. But, I mean, like, if I had to, like, compare the one, you know, I would know the difference or whatever. Okay. But, like, it was the time where it would keep coming out and it would frustrate me, and he could tell that I was getting frustrated, so he actually like left stage exit himself because he was embarrassed. And I had to test it, like, it's okay, but it wasn't. And until today, I mean, we're cool, you know? But I mean,
you just
it
know
is
like
what it is. He kind of exited himself because he already knew what it was. Like, you could just see on my face, like,
yep,
that would make a man cry.
Yeah,
Mike, how do you about that? That boy had no confidence.
Yeah, he had no confidence.
No, not confidence, cockfidence. Okay. Yeah.
Maybe he was a virgin. Like, y'all. Oh my God. Know. Like, maybe, you know. Maybe he just didn't know how to do it. You know, he probably did it one time.
He just went down there and ate it.
Yeah, he really should. He should have ate it. Did he at least eat the box before?
Did he eat the box?
Did he have a nice dine in meal?
Sure, that's why it's so hard for him to keep it in there because it kept slipping out.
Well, shit.
So I mean,
goddamn.
I don't know. He's still cool.
I got a little tool for you. It's called monkey bars, and you put it around your hip. ladies, this shit works. It looks like a championship belt with handlebars, but like he will stay in because he's gonna pull you and pop, pop, pop. You ain't running from the D.
Is it like a tool? Like
literally, you put it around your. I think I got a picture of me. I'll show you afterwards. Mm-hmm. But like you put it and. You know, you can ride and you can spin around and keep the dick inside, like Trina says.
Oh.
You won't run from it. Shout out to Trina. She knew what the fuck she was talking about.
Yeah, today.
I remember I tried to spin on somebody's dick and almost broke it. I love how Naomi just walks in on this one, though. Oh. We watching you leave, though. That's a nice sight. Beautiful sight. What? Well, you know what? I was very nice to the chocolate dolls. We had a good time. That's did you ladies good. Have a good time?
Yes, we did.
You had a good time? Yes. Frenchie, you looked a little hesitant saying yes.
Oh, no. I had a great time.
You had a great time?
Yeah.
Oh, good. I'm glad. I'm glad. And I'm glad that you guys are going to be here, part of the Chocolate Radio family.
Yes.
With Check Your Lipstick. I'm very excited.
Me too.
I am very, very excited for this. Sweet guys. It's about damn time. I was tired of feeling like the baby around here. Like, can we get somebody like around my age to do something around here? So I'm happy. Turn up. All I'm saying is y'all are invited to come to the house on Friday night. I don't know about you and Mike, Naomi. I don't know. Y'all kill me. Mike, you an instigator.
You just can't hang with the dog pound.
I hung enough. But my body's like, ooh. Ooh. Now, Naomi, you can bring some gumbo, though. Mm. I mean. And your beauty, of course. I love how she's, like, hiding behind the screen. But I'm just saying, I had a great weekend with you guys, getting to know everybody.
Yes.
And I'm very excited, once again, Check Your Lipstick.
Check Wednesday Your Lipstick.
And Thursday, mm-hmm. both 5 to 6.
Yes.
P.M. Pacific Standard Time. I better see screenshots. Mm-hmm. I better see Instagram shout outs, Twitter shout outs. Are you guys going to create your own Twitter page yet?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty soon.
Okay. Yeah, so for now, I'm going to make sure they plug the shit out of this. Where can we find you one more time?
Because I want every earbud out there
following us.
At GabbyDoll3. That's GabbyDoll3 on Twitter.
All right. All right.
And Frenchie, French with 2 E's and 5 at Twitter.
Instagram and Twitter?
Yeah, and then my Instagram is Frenchie with 2 E's _ doll.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. Candy?
And also, you can follow me on Twitter at CandyDoll3. That's Candy with an I and not a Y.
Perfect. And once again, there is another half of the Check Your Lipstick crew. That's Miss Cinnamon S.
Shout out to her.
And it was at Cinnamon S, correct?
Yes.
Yes. Cinnamon S. Now that's S-I-N-N. Not a C. So S. Like sin. Cinnamon. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Cinnamon S.
Ain't that what Jesus boy told you?
Uh-uh. We ain't messing with Jesus boy. But everybody already liked my little Twitter shout out that I said apparently I fucked God. Oh. I'm going to hell.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Hey, I'm just saying, apparently it happened. There we go. All right, everybody. That wraps up actually Sapphire's Earplay. You know, time flies when you're having a good time. Mm-hmm. But I do have to say shout out once again to my Chocolate Radio family. Be sure you're following the main page of Chocolate Radio, which is Chocolate Radio number 2, as well as at Naomi Banks. That's NYOMIBANXXX. Am I right? Mm-hmm. Perfect. Lexington Steel. I think it's at Lexington Steel. At Dizelle Yvette. And of course myself, Ms. Radio Sapphire. MSRADIOSAPPHIRE. Now, if you want to email us with show suggestions, guest suggestions, or maybe you just want to shout out and just say, you know what, keep going and keep going strong at Chocolate Radio, you can reach us at 2 emails. You can do sapphiresearplay@chocolateradio.net or sapphiresearplay@gmail.com. Once again, follow me at Ms. Radio Sapphire on Snapchat, Twitter, and Instagram. And if there's another Sapphire roaming around there, it ain't me. It ain't me. Not today. No. Okay, if she has crazy ass hair, probably has a couple drinks in the pictures, flipping off the camera, then that would probably be me. Probably. Just might be a little hint of Sapphire. All right, everybody. Don't forget to tune in every single day, even to the replays, here at Live365/Chocolate Radio. Or follow the page on Ustream, Chocolate Radio, and it will link you to all of the live shows here and everywhere. And you can take it as you go. You can put it on your phone. You can put it on your computer. Hell, I was listening to tonight's show with Pinky in the car. Mm-hmm. I was like, hell yeah. I'm supporting my Chocolate Radio. Mm-hmm. Get addicted, everybody. Once again, check out my girls this Wednesday and Thursday night, 5 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Yeah. But check your lipstick. Don't check be on their list.
Check your lipstick.
Now, you know what? They might check me on this one, though. I am missing a nail today, everybody.
Yes, you are.
I'm missing a nail, but yes, I'm telling you, it was in good conscience. Looking for God.
When she was, okay? She was fucking God.
When I was fucking God. This is what happens. So now I gotta pop these off, my cute little ass nails for the season.
Oh, wow. Yes.
It's all good. Alright, everybody, until next week, remember that safe sex is the best hot sex, and be sure to follow all the updates. Good night.
Was not a thing that I wouldn't do for you. Now, cook clean.